Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hi. I see you. I mean, I can't, but in my mind, I imagine looking at you and saying, hey, thanks for being there. No, seriously, I do. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're there. Let's see. Lisa Newell, she is the, I wanted to call her the proprietor. I kind of like that, though. It's a term. She is the publisher and proprietress of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa Newell, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
I'll take it. Whatever. Call me. Just don't call me late for dinner, as they say.
Chief proprietist in charge. Proprietress in charge. I like it. All right. So they've opened the outdoor fitness court at, is it Tiger Point? Is that where this is at? The park? The big sports complex?
Yes. And I want to say this is so commendable because of the speed in which they got this done. Doug Cormody, who's a citizen, went to the county commission last fall and said, you know, I've seen something like this down at the Maritime Park. It'd be really cool if we had something like that in Gulf Breeze. And they went on and got it done. And, I mean, everyone was kind of surprised because all of a sudden we heard that there was a ribbon cutting for this fitness court. And it's very cool. It's an outdoor fitness court that you can use for any skill level. And it's got pretty much anything that you would find in a gym. But it is located on the Tiger behind the Tiger Point baseball fields, sort of where the path begins when you're coming from the Tiger Point neighborhood into that area. And so it's not very visible from the parking lot. You have to walk back behind kind of the southeast corner of the complex.
Okay.
But it's very, very cool. And the only thing I can say is that it is probably going to be extremely hot. I wish they would put a shade structure over it or something. Because it is outdoors, you know. And, of course, it'll be best to use it either early morning or late afternoon until they get something else to kind of cover it up. But it's very nice. And I really commend them for getting that done. And they got a grant, and they also used local option sales tax money. So it only ended up costing the county $130,000 in the local option sales tax money.
Okay, I can't stop myself. I see these things popping up all over the place. You know, the Leap class did them, a couple of them back a couple of years ago, one at the Community Maritime Park. I see them in all other places. I see them was one at Bayview Park in Pensacola. I don't see a lot of people using them. Is my only concern. I think they're the kind of thing like people put them up, and then, I mean, maybe I'm just not there at the right time because I'm not going to use it, I will confess. But I just don't see them get used a lot. Do you know how much, like, sort of activity justification there is to these? Because it's a fair amount of money, $130,000.
Yeah, I really don't know. And I mean, Doug apparently uses the one in Maritime Park because his daughter is involved in some things downtown. But, you know, when you put in a place like Tiger Point Park,
right,
parents are there because their kids are already, you know, practicing soccer, practicing for baseball, softball. It'd be a great opportunity for a parent to go over there and use it at that point.
Oh, okay. So while the kids are doing their thing, the parents can get some work on. Okay. All right. I can see that. That's been my observation, and I don't know the answer. If you love, like, using these things, I'd love to hear a text from you, 437-1620. We're also, the county is looking at some land to purchase for recreation?
Yeah, which is fantastic because we just really wrote an editorial about how the city of Gulf Breeze has so many recreational opportunities, but yet the county doesn't really, South Santa Rosa County doesn't have very much. So actually, Colton Wright, the commissioner, is looking at purchasing some land that was for sale that was on the west course of the Tucker Point course.
Yeah.
And someone had already decided to purchase it. They were going to put in 200-plus apartments or some homes there, you know, to utilize it for their highest and best use. But after speaking to Colton, they decided that it would be that they would just kind of give the county the land for what they purchase it for, and then the county could use it for, you know, either pickleball courts, hiking trails. They're talking about putting a ferry launch there so the ferries could go between Tiger Point and Portofino area. So there's a lot of things that are you know, potential for that area, and it gives another opportunity for recreation and conservation. And they're going to talk about it at an upcoming meeting.
Yeah, the way I understand it, it's kind of a parcel that opens up some other parcels to possible use in that way, which, you know, hey, that's kind of like thinking through the trigonometry or the geometry of those land uses and what would have to happen for them to become other things. I kind of like that idea. We're talking to Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Hang on for just a second, Lisa. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
All right, and watching an accident, it's outside the listening area, but I-10 near Dofuniak Springs, and it looks like this is westbound, and it is backed up for miles and miles. So just something to think about. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So if you're going through Dofuniak, take your swimsuit, go to the springs, and by that time the traffic will be cleared. All right. Lisa Newell, back to her, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. We are waiting for, you know, we're still waiting for signatures on some of the local spend items from the governor.
Right. I mean, as far as I know, he hasn't signed it yet, but it did make it through both the House and the Senate of the Florida legislature for funding for this multimodal overpass, which would connect both sides of the city over Highway 98.
Right.
They've already been working on, they've already got the big loop, you know, that goes from Fairpoint all the way to Shoreline or Daniel. And what they're looking at is having an opportunity for that to cross over into the land right there by the Panera Bread, where the Panera Bread is at the Seashell Collection, and then travel on so that you could go into the Bay Cliffs and Plantation Hill area, which is where the stadium is and all that stuff. So it did make it through the Appropriations Committee, thanks to our local legislators. We are just waiting to see if the governor is going to sign it. It would be very exciting if he does.
Yeah, no, definitely. And, you know, unfortunately, we know from past recent experience that the governor does like to veto things. So, you know, I'm not getting too excited about anything that's on that list until he signs it. But, yeah, if it comes through, then fantastic. Also, you have the fishing rodeo is this weekend. Is that right? Among other things?
That's right. Optimist Fishing Rodeo is going to be down at Shoreline Park, you know, the boat launch and all that area. This weekend, really fun. Get tickets. They have a new way of doing everything. Go to their website, take a look at it, Gulf Breeze Fishing, Gulf Breeze Optimist Fishing Rodeo, or Gulf Breeze Optimist Club. And, yeah, you can register online. They've got a lot of fun new ways of doing things. They're kind of going high-tech this year. It's supposed to be a pretty weekend also, so great time to get out on the water and get your fishing in, and you might win a prize. They have a lot of, they're giving away a lot of money, cash money. So go fishing. You can even win money for catching like a ladyfish.
Oh, all right. recycling
yeah,
is still
exactly.
suspended, but another thing you got going on this weekend is the Secret Garden Tour, right?
Yeah, that's something I'm very excited about. So you can make five homes on the Secret Garden Tour, which is sponsored by the Pensacola Federation of Garden Clubs. You have to get your tickets at the Garden Club, you know, the which is on 9th Avenue. And I think it's only $15, but, you know, it all goes to a good cause. Anyway, you can go tour these homes, your gardens. They've got, you know, vegetable gardens. They've got flower gardens. They've got unique gazebos and different things. Good ideas and a wonderful way to spend a good Saturday or Sunday with your friends and go out and just have a good time and go to lunch somewhere and just have a good ladies' day and get some good ideas for your own property, yeah.
Wow, fantastic.
Or a man can go, too.
That's right.
I'm going with a group of ladies.
Well, all kinds of good stuff in the paper.
I'm thinking about myself.
Like there always is all kinds of good stuff in the paper. Lisa Newell is publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out on Thursday. That's why we give you a preview Thursday morning. Lisa, thank you for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right. I hope to see you in the breeze.
You bet. 819 News Radio 92.3. If you have a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, a Jaguar, an Audi, a Lexus, nice imports, you pay a little extra for them. You don't actually have to pay extra to service them. Okay. You don't have to take it to the dealership. You don't have to travel over the bridge if it happens to be a Mobile dealership. You don't have to do any of that. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto right here on Davis Highway. They work on the high-end luxury cars. They work on imports, you know, domestics, runarounds, trucks, vans. You know, we talk about the imports, but they really do work on everything. You know, it's no problem. Even like the diesel engines, that's a little bit different. You know, not everybody likes to work on those, but they work on those, no problem. So if you've got a car, vehicle, you want to take it in for the preventative maintenance, that's kind of the idea. They want to see you frequently for the small stuff, so you don't have to see them for the big stuff. And that's good for you and for them. It saves you money, saves you time and inconvenience. All of that sort of kind of bring it to us healthy so you don't have to bring it to us broken. Carfax rated them a 2021 top-rated service center, 4.5 reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are words you hear a lot about in today's world. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9:30 to join me, Tasca King, and I'll show you how to navigate through the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. That's today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that
even in today's environment, like a year ago, that wasn't so surprising. That's still pretty impressive to do it so often. But, you know, today, over 230 homes sold last year, and already in the first quarter of the year had sold 70. So, like, or 65. So, you know, really on pace to even break that record. But one of the things I don't maybe do a good enough job at is explaining why, as a buyer, you know, especially if you're a first-time buyer, you know, what do you do? Questions. Oh, my gosh. The whole process. I remember being a first-time buyer. And it's like, you know, you want somebody who you trust, who knows the process, who can help you. And the trick with Christina is she won't just do all of that. Of course, she's great at that. But she knows the seller's mindset because she's so many times a seller. And so she knows how to negotiate with them. She knows what they will and won't budge on. She knows what the right price is going to be because she knows what other people are going to offer. She knows what the market will bear. And, like, you know, is a really your advice expert, okay, when it comes to buying a home. So whether buying or selling, or if you know somebody who is, Christina Leavenworth, she's fantastic. Her folks at Levin Reinke Realty, outstanding team. 723-9158.
Do you want better health? Not the gym or diets. Think of the one thing that everyone has in common that's the foundation of your body, your bones. You need OsteoStrong. OsteoStrong, it's not a gym, diet, supplements, pharmaceuticals, or a medical treatment. It's a scientifically backed concept with proven technology to help you improve your overall health. OsteoStrong helps many improve bone density, posture, balance, athletic performance, and less joint and back pain. Call OsteoStrong today and start feeling better in Pensacola and Gulf Breeze. Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
I'm going to kill the rabbit.
Interesting story that kind of came and went within a day or two. The Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers, had partnered with this sort of virulently anti-Catholic, they call them LGBT activists, but this group that they had partnered with, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, are men who dress up as nuns and have face paint on, like full-blown clown paint, and mock the Catholic religion. And you would think, I mean, you would think the Dodgers would understand that, you know, there might be a few Angelenos who lean Catholic. I don't know, like the entire Hispanic population of Los Angeles. So they got a strong pushback from the folks in the Catholic religion who say this is basically an anti-Catholic hate group. And the fact that the Dodgers would align with them is very disturbing. They make a mockery of Catholic religious across the nation. And, you know, people who devote themselves to prayer and caring for and helping the, you know, the unloved and the desperate and all that. No other religion would be treated this way, one of the critics said. And if the Dodgers truly care about fighting bigotry and promoting inclusivity, they'll retract the invite to this disgusting, offensive, and dangerous hate group. And their motto is, by the way, the sisters are men who dress in lewd imitation, Roman Catholic nuns, and their motto is go and sin some more. Yeah. And by the way, baseball, you know, of the major sports, baseball is the most friendly to conservative values, typically, like it's the most in that direction. And so to have that, it's a So apparently the Dodgers have backed off and, you know, said, no, we're not going to do this anymore. Good. Good. 825 News Radio 92.3. Let's get to Candy in here with traffic on the fives first.
This is brought to you by David's Catfish House and a couple of accidents to watch out for, but I'm not showing a roadblock on either North W and Beverly Parkway, showing an accident, but again, no roadblock, and an accident at the split of Mobile Highway and 9 Mile Road in Beulah near OLF 8. Now, not showing a roadblock there either. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Oh, hearing you talk about that just reminds me. Did you see the video of the driver who thought she was saving the turtle and creates a 7-car pileup on the roadway the other day? Oh, man, people, look, it's fine to be concerned about the wildlife, but you got to know what's safe first. And first of all, you don't stop in the middle of the road surface. And if you're going to, you know, pull over gently, that's one thing. And if you're going to, you know, wait for a break in the traffic and go help, that's another thing. But my goodness. And by the way, for your own safety, just generally speaking, don't swerve. Just hit. You know, you're better. Hit the deer, hit the turtle, hit the coyote. Generally speaking, that is the safe option. So many wrecks get caused by the swerve. It's the swerving that causes you problems. So, man, I care about the turtles too, but you got to care about the humans more. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden says the U.S. will not default on its debts. He was speaking to reporters at the White House yesterday about the negotiations underway with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the debt ceiling. The South Carolina House now passing a 6-week abortion ban. The state's Republican lawmakers passed a fetal heartbeat bill that bans abortions about 6 weeks into pregnancy. It's expected to face some opposition in their Senate. And Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes ordered to report to prison on May 30th for her conviction on defrauding investors in the blood testing company. Yesterday, a U.S. district judge in San Jose ruled that Holmes is to begin her 11-year, 3-month sentence at a facility in Texas.
All right. Thanks so much, Dave, for the update. 827, News Radio 92.3. Yesterday, we got a little bit of an update on OLF 8 from Wes Moreno, the county administrator.
So we will have a draft of a counteroffer, I guess you would say, some verbiage with a counteroffer going back to D.R. Horton. We'll distribute that draft probably today. If you don't already have it, you will have it by the end of the day, probably by midday. Response to their initial draft that came across to us. So we've gone through it. We've redlined. We've added some verbiage that we think is a little more favorable to our position, if you will.
And they are working on trying to fulfill what the commissioners told them to do, which is carve off 250 acres for light industrial and other non-residential purposes.
In addition to that, there's some discussions going on with Blue Stem Partners for maybe a 100-acre concept of light industrial up to the northern end of the property. And there's also, of course, some discussion with Sterling, who is still partnered up with Horton. But, you know, the board gave direction that we would hold some acreage back, 250 acres. So with that direction, we started having conversations independently with folks who have expressed interest in that light industrial portion of the property.
Those are all good notes. I will say this. My wife and I were biking Destin last weekend, and there was an a D.R. Horton thing where they had built up a bunch of all-white townhomes all in a row. It was the ugliest thing I had ever seen, and I thought, man, this cannot happen on OLF 8. On the other hand, an interesting note that came out yesterday, they were talking about staffing and all the good things that happened with staffing, and I love this comment from Wes.
You know,
talking about the roads department.
I guess I'm a little biased. That's where I grew up at, is in the road department. But I call them the face of the county because they interact with so many citizens day in and day out. And
exactly.
You know, when I interview folks out there, I would tell them, you know, you might meet the sweet little lady that comes out and gives you lemonade and cookies and tells you how thankful she is and such a great job. The next sweet little lady will come out and she may use words you've never heard before, but that's all part of it. You know, that's part of it. Sometimes they're frustrated and you just got to listen to them. And they do a good job of that. Listen to the frustrations and the solving.
I love that characterization. The old lady was out there using the words you'd never even quite heard before. So that's true. The employees do put up with a lot, and we certainly appreciate them. That was funny. Somebody texted and said, you know how many people are furious at you for saying to care about the turtles but care about the humans more? Okay. I mean, okay. If that's going to be our fighting point, then, you know, we can't avoid that.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. There's another House hearing happening now on what House Republicans call the weaponization of the federal government.
The FBI has been victimized by political capture, and that politicization has manifested in the targeting of Americans who never deserved to have this government weaponized against them.
Florida Republican Matt Gaetz ahead of that hearing. A report from House Democrats says the FBI witnesses testifying today endorse conspiracy theories about the Capitol riot, the 2020 election, and the COVID vaccine, and that they've been paid by an ally of former President Trump. The Biden administration announces more funding for mental health programs.
It will help connect more Americans to competent and compassionate care in ways that are more convenient, that are cheaper, and that are covered by their insurance.
White House domestic policy advisor Susan Rice. Sources familiar with his decision tell Fox Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will announce next week that he's running for president. America's listening to Fox News.
8:31, News Radio 92.3. Good morning, I'm David Wayne, 73. Partly cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. Escambia County taking part in a pilot program that's being spearheaded by the Florida Division of Emergency Management. This program is called the Florida Recovery Obligation Calculation, or FROC.
Basically, it's a standardized system that FDEM has come up with to try to streamline the reimbursement process for counties and municipalities for disasters.
And that's Travis Tompkins, an Escambia County Emergency Manager. And he says one of the advantages to this program is the amount of advance funding counties can receive after a disaster. Tompkins says currently you can only get up to 20% in advance, but with FROC, that could go up to as much as 80%. If you're looking for a job, Escambia County, well, they've got a job fair going on today. That's going to start at here at 9 o'clock, about a half an hour at the Pensacola Bay Center. And at that event, they're going to have hiring managers on hand from various county departments, public works, corrections, mass transit, plenty of others as well. Human resources representatives will also be there to talk more about benefits and salaries. You can see a list of open positions at the county website, myescambia.com/careers. And again, that begins at 9 o'clock this morning at the Bay Center. Progress being made towards getting more affordable housing here in Escambia County.
It's been a point of focus for the board as a whole. And so that's what we're doing. We're going to build houses, and we're going to get them out to the folks that qualify for the various programs, mortgage assistance, rental assistance, those sorts of things.
And Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno there. He says earlier this year, county commissioners approved a contract with McDelt LLC to build the homes on several lots near downtown. All of those homes part of the infill affordable housing program, which was opened up for applications last year. Well, there's another travel advisory being issued for the state of Florida.
Florida is a dangerous, hostile environment for law-abiding Americans and immigrants.
That from the Liberal League of United Latin American Citizens, their president Domingo Garcia says they plan to sue the state, and that's because of a new law signed by Governor DeSantis making it a crime to transport someone the driver knows is in the country illegally. A 19-year-old Pensacola man will be sentenced next month for fatally shooting his mother. The state attorney's office says David Allen Olson has pleaded no contest to manslaughter. That was yesterday, and back in April of last year, Olson was charged with second-degree murder initially after shooting his mother with a shotgun in their home on Princeton Drive. At the time, the father told investigators he came home. Olson was sitting with the gun on the floor, pointed it at the father, then shot the mother. He'll be sentenced on June 28th. Former bookkeeper at a Santa Rosa County school accused of stealing money from the school that she worked at. 36-year-old Summer Borland facing several charges, including fraud and larceny. That was after a joint investigation between Gulf Breeze Police and the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. She was arrested yesterday and released after posting $15,000 bond. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a check on our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Right now, this is brought to you, for one, by Fresh from Florida. And watching a few things right now. It looks like everything is moving smoothly, so you're not going to find any roadblocks, but there's an accident at the split of Mobile Highway, 9 Mile Road in Beulah, near OLF 8, like Andrew's talking about, and North W Street in Beverly Parkway, showing an accident but not showing a roadblock. Like I said, everything seems to be moving smoothly. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Your local farmer wants you to know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And now I'm craving fresh watermelon.
Oh, as soon as I can grow some. Nobody's talking to you, Andrew.
Just bought some yesterday. Orange spot, deep green, dull, ooh, and wide spirals, not narrow ones. Those are your tricks. And round, not oblong.
Okay.
There you go. That's
okay,
everything I know.
But real quick, I bought a watermelon and it was yellow inside. I almost tossed it out. Did you know they make yellow watermelon?
That's
these
new
lies,
to me.
Candy, that you keep telling.
Dude, I know, man.
That can't be real. It is 8:36. Okay, let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We're going to be staying warm and humid today with a high near 84 degrees. 40% chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. For Friday, 20% chance of rain in the afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy with a high near 84. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 73 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 in Milton.
When it comes to Medicare-related plans, one size does not fit all. From plans that help cover out-of-pocket costs to comprehensive plans that include additional benefits and features, you're sure to find an option that fits your healthcare needs and your budget. Tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel to hear Ricky Stewart discuss how she can help you make the right insurance choice. That's today at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory, to our truck, to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll asking if Tucker Carlson should be on Newsmax with a primetime show. Vote in the Newsmax poll. Let us know you want Tucker on air. Text RESPOND to 39747. That's RESPOND to 39747 and we'll send you the poll. Let your voice be heard. Text the word RESPOND to 39747 and make the switch to Newsmax. Millions are watching. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Your money now. This morning, the market down a little bit. The Dow down 84.91 at 33,335.86. The S&P 500 down just slightly at 140, down 141 at 41,57.36. The NASDAQ is up 35.70 today at 12,538.18. Our 10-year bond rate is up just a tad at 3.62%. And gold price is down today at $1,962.80. Silver price is also down at $2,368. The number of Americans filing for unemployment down from an 18-month high. The Labor Department this morning saying 242,000 people applied for benefits last week. That's down from 264,000 the week before. More than a million tax returns have been flagged for potential identity fraud. According to the IRS, more than $6 billion in refunds needs additional review. An interim report on this year's filing season says the agency found the returns using identity theft filters. And
an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be.
The Wienermobile has a new name today. It's now the Frankmobile. Oscar Mayer making that announcement. Yesterday, the hot dog-shaped vehicles being rebranded in honor of Oscar Mayer's new 100% beef franks. 8:39, your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, so we are having two raging conversations right now. Raging conversation number one is about the appropriate kind of watermelon to eat. whole different. You know what? I'm pivoting. I had a totally different topic that I was going to talk about with you, but now this watermelon thing has got me distracted. Here's my question, okay? Don't overthink it, but do give me the answer you come to. What's the right way to cut open a watermelon? 437-1620. 437-1620. Opinions vary wildly about this topic. So what is the right way? By the way, I am serious. The way to pick a watermelon, according to the experts, and I invested in this yesterday, is it's dark green, dull orange spot, not white spot, round, not oblong, and not tight spirals on the end, but sort of wider spirals on the end. That's what you want to go for. Just saying. But how do you cut it? What's your cut strategy for the watermelon? 437-1620, 437-1620. We got genius answers coming in already. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. With a knife.
I haven't opened the text line yet.
What's
but I
the
love
second
you. That's
career choice you're considering, sir?
These are the best answers I've ever seen.
Have anyone else but me cut it? Somebody here says, into the air and with a sword. What are you, Gallagher?
No, but there's all these people with machetes running
that's
around.
That's right.
Town,
so yeah, apparently. I mean,
can
the machete's
I borrow your
everywhere.
Machete, sir?
All right.
Ma'am.
Yeah, machete for the watermelon would be an interesting choice. I mean, I feel like that makes the most fun out of the task. But what do you really do? What's candy?
Okay, I was filling in for Mark. You remember this last year because I cut open a watermelon for the first time. Reese was here, and Reese was like, what is wrong with you? Because I was like, I cut open a watermelon for the first time. And man, that just went everywhere. It was like a bloody, gross mess.
Yeah, you kind of have to, and you have a little bit of strategy here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and you go, well, you have to have a strategy. And you talk to me like an adult about it, like Forrest Gump's mom, and so I could understand it. No, but truly, and so, and I did. I changed my way, and now I cut it in half, and I try to do wedges.
Okay.
So, and that's how I do it.
Well, when you say wedges, you what? First cut it in half.
Oh, come on, dude. Okay.
And then you cut it again in
half,
like in quarters.
In quarters.
And then you cut
yeah,
along
and I try
the way
to make the
wedges
look like they do at Publix. And this
oh,
is going to sound stupid, and everybody's going to go, oh, duh, candy. But like, it's so much cheaper to buy a watermelon and cut it yourself than buy the wedges or the chunks. So
yeah.
My husband likes chunks, so I usually cut it into chunks.
Do you leave the rind on? Do you eat it like a kid?
If I do a wedge, yes. And then we put whatever we have left outside for the possums because it's funny because they have hands and they're like,
and they eat it. Yeah,
and they
I know
eat
they
it
do.
Just like a little gentleman.
All right,
Sorry,
we're starting to get some answers in here. 437-1620. Somebody here says on wedges, which I assume would be candy style, quartered and then crossways for the wedges. Somebody here who is normally trustworthy, let's wait in here, lob off a bit at the bottom to create a stand.
Oh, okay? That's genius.
And then, because you're not going to eat that part anyway, that's all rind, and then stand it up and carve down the sides. Okay, so this is somebody who's, I think, going for the no rind approach,
mm-hmm.
which I respect, but I feel like watermelon was designed to be eaten like a corn on the cob, like a chicken, like, you know, fried chicken, like a lot of other things where it comes with a handle. The handle is the rind, right? It comes with pre-planned. And when you don't have that handle, I mean, look, you're going to get a mess anyway, but you get less mess when you use the built-in handle. And when you do the little, like, the squares, you know, like you'd see at some party or something like that.
Yeah.
That's too fancy for me. Not into that. Not into that at all. I will say this. There is a proper method of eating watermelon in this regard. If you don't spit your seeds for distance, I don't know that we can be friends, because that's really, like, that's an essential thing, is you got to be seed spitting for distance.
You don't buy seedless watermelon?
Well, if you have to, it's fine. But I kind of like to fight the seeds. I don't know. It's part of the adventure.
We bought one on the way home, like, and it's my friend Ricky, who you would see at Band on the Beach, yeah. And he sells the hot peanuts and the watermelon, and it was
that's
the first
peanuts,
time.
She said.
Peanuts, did I? Okay, yeah. I know. I was pretty... promise. Anyway, like we brought it home and I just sat there and looked at it for like ever. And then he's like, you got to refrigerate it. And I was like, all right. So we did. And it's it was full of seeds. And Darren's like, well,
you can also have fun if you take a seed and press it real hard between your fingers, which a lot of times it'll just squirt out. But if you get good pressure, they'll squirt a long ways. The black seeds, those are really fun.
No, I used to spit them at my nephews and nieces. We're the same age, so it's not.
Somebody here says you cut from the outside in. Okay, good. Genius. As opposed to, you can put it on. As opposed to implanting a grenade in the middle. Put it on a cookie sheet with a fillet knife. It contains the mass and feels very surgical and satisfying. I might be a serial killer. No, you're a watermelon killer.
That's how I do it. I do it in the glass, the thing you put in the oven to cook.
I gotcha. Somebody here says, however you want to cut it is fine. Just add vodka first. my people. somebody says, that's exactly how you do it. It just depends on your intent to use a fork or not. And no forks for the watermelon. That's... Really? Forks with watermelon? Come on now.
Darren's a fork and watermelon guy.
Oh, people. You use a fork with your pizza, too? All right, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
He does.
Oh,
I know.
Stop
I know,
it.
Dude. I know. But he just puts mustard on a hot dog, so we're cool.
That's fine. That's a key.
I know. Thank you. W in Beverly showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock. An accident at 9 Mile Road and 90, right where the split is at 9 Mile and Mobile Highway, I should say, in Beulah near OLF 8. Now, I'm not showing a roadblock there. There's an accident there, and then W in Beverly as well. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So I have seen an instructional video that is designed to teach you how to create spears, stalactites, I don't know how you want to call it. So that what you get done with is a 2x2 inch piece of rind attached to a 6 inch long watermelon shard that you eat.
Like a watermelon bomb?
Yeah,
that's
something
weird.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never really tried it.
Cool. Yeah.
But are you ready for the stuff of nightmares? You ready for the stuff of nightmares?
Every day.
Okay.
Offense
is it,
meant.
Is yeah. it between 5 and 9? So here's what you do. You take a watermelon and you cut a hole in the top like a pumpkin, and then you just scoop it out with your hand.
I did that last... Okay, hand to God, the yellow watermelon, I did it like that because I saw a YouTube thing on how you could make it a planter, but it's just all like, ugh, you know what I mean? It just kind of caves
work that
in
way.
And it just got
you,
full of
you
flies.
You could do that with like an ice cream scoop maybe, but yeah, that would be...
I tried to knife around it and pull it out, but it did. Now it looks like the Amityville Horror at my house. We had to put up bags
just
in the
now?
House.
8:47 on News Radio 92.3.
No other times too.
This is what we do. We give you the definitive answers to nothing. That's what we're good at. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars, right? You buy a car there that, you know, you could have bought that car a year ago and overpaid for it, but now you get to buy it a year later, and it's the same car it would have been if you'd have bought it. But you get to save the money. You don't get to spend the thousands of extra dollars to get that, you know, new car smell. So you go to Frontier. That's what they specialize in. Those kind of the cars you're going to buy, and then at least if you're like me or like Dave Ramsey recommends, you're going to drive them for a decade or 15 years, and then when they've got 300,000 miles on them, and then you get rid of them, you buy another one like that and drive it for a decade and a half or whatever. So my goal is to see Frontier Motors like every decade, every 15 years. That's my goal. And I know they're going to have the car I need, and then I'm going to see them again in 15 years. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
There's something new at Pete Bohr Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Bohr Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armad Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armad Advisors is charting a better course.
April showers bring May savings at Beret Jewelers. We're ringing in spring with special deals on your shining favorites during Beret's Blooming Blowout Sale. Save up to 70% on select pieces May 5th through May 31st. From top designers to beautiful bridal jewelry, you'll find something to love. So hurry into shop and save up to 70% off during the spring sale of the season. All month long at Beret Jewelers.
Text alerts are a great way to stay informed and connected. They're quick, easy, and convenient.
So what are you waiting for?
Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Super and Succotash!
Till you want me, like I want you. Till you love me, like I love you.
I'm gonna shake you.
A 52 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I just saw this story and it made me kind of, oh, I didn't know that. That's kind of interesting. So, Candy, are you a sushi eater? Do you like sushi?
I ate some yesterday. It's $5 day at Publix.
Oh.
On Wednesdays.
Okay. Well, but that's like crab meat based, right? That's not going to be.
Whatever.
Fish.
They have good sushi. Okay, and it's right. But yes, I'm a sushi. I can answer any question you have probably about sushi except for how they make it.
That's what my son and I like to do. My 17-year-old.
Oh, you guys have the mats?
He loves sushi. We have the mats and we go buy it for his special thing we always do on his birthday is we just go spend all of his birthday food money on ahi at Joe Patty's.
Yeah,
and then we come home and make sushi all day.
That's
cool. It's a good time.
But this
is not about that. That's all just stage setting. Do you know why sushi is popular in America? This is an open-ended question you can't answer, okay? This is set up rhetorical, okay?
Great. never mind.
There was back in the 1960s, there was a guy named Harry Wolf Jr. And his business partner was Noritoshi Kanai, okay? And that guy had been a quartermaster in World War II for the Japanese Army. They met by chance at a trade show in Chicago in the 60s, and they traveled to Japan in 1965. What they were hoping for was to find a food product that they could make popular in the U.S., something that didn't already exist in the U.S. as a widespread food product. Remember in the 1960s, like, we were just starting to accept chicken, you know, as a food product, right? Remember, because chicken was the bad meat, right, for the longest time before that. Anyway, you thought the Swanson TV dinner was the exotic stuff, right? Okay, so they visited a family-run Shinosuke restaurant they sat down for apparently, you know, what has become the inspiration, and their sushi was on the menu. And the American, Wolf, was hooked immediately and convinced Kanai to embark on this kind of like project of bringing sushi to America. But their idea wasn't just to open a sushi restaurant. Their idea was that just not to start serving sushi. They wanted to start a business that would wholesale all of the peripherals, all of the things you need in order to make sushi in a restaurant. So they started doing like, you know, the nori, the seaweed, the knives, the rice, the cookers, you know, for the rice, all that kind of stuff. The aim was to create what they called an ecosystem for sushi in Los Angeles so that when the restaurants started doing this and take off, they'd be able to capitalize on supplying all of those restaurants.
Genius.
I know. So we have sushi in America today because a guy went to a dinner in Japan in the 1960s and thought, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to be the distributor for this food product that doesn't exist yet in America.
That's smart.
That's super fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, right?
Arigato. 8:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not much happening right now. An accident. These are both not roadblocks, that is to say. An accident at the Split Mobile Highway and 9 Mile Road in Beulah and then W and Beverly Parkway showing an accident. But again, not a roadblock. Caution wherever you are. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. What else do we have going on? Oh, Archie Comics is going full-blown, they say queer. That's the word they're using. Which, by the way, queer is still an okay word to use, as long as you're not smearing them. You remember that old game?
Yes.
Which you can't say that anymore. Don't just tag.
Stop talking
it's
about
just
it.
Just tag.
Okay, so Archie has a gay character.
So Archie has a, they say queer. Like, they're trying to make the comic book more queer. Because queer is a perfectly fine term. It's just not one that you hear used as much. Anyway, you do have LGBTQ. Q, by the way, that's what the Q stands for. So yeah, they've taken this kind of like obscure character and they've been gone from the comic for a while and they're bringing this person back as a transsexual, as, you know, I guess formerly a boy, now a girl, formerly a girl, now a boy, Danny, D-A-N-N-I, so a kind of a gender neutral name to begin with, was originally a love interest to main character Dilton Doily and sidekick Jinx Holiday. I don't know any of these characters. I don't read Archie comics. Is now going to be a transgender woman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So in a, I think it's going to be a like a one shot, like a graphic novel. But anyway, what they say is they are trying to make the comic book a little more queer.
I thought the whole Archie comics were in the 50s anyway.
They're still out there.
I know that they're still out there, and I see them, and I used to read Archie comics, but they were always like, my old jalopy, or you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, I know.
Like
yeah, like the tone
stuff.
Is.
Yeah.
And so it is a bit of an inaccurate historical thing if you try to put modern culture back into that setting. You know, that's a little bit, you know, look. Hey, it's a comic book. Oh, there you go. And comics have leaned left for the longest time. That's not really all that surprising. People think that some of the stuff you're seeing in comics more today of, you know, pro-gay stuff is, like, sudden and unusual. It's really not. Like, I grew up reading X-Men comics, and even though that wasn't specifically the thing that was being promoted, certainly the concept of the X-Men was a different group of people who are viewed as outcasts, who are oppressed by the majority, who get hunted down for their differences, right? And that's why, like, Magneto as the survivor of the Holocaust and the Jewish, you know, camps, there was such a resonance there of the fight between like him and Professor X because, you know, Professor X wanted to get along and work together and create unity, and Magneto wanted to destroy in response to the antagonism of his people, the Jews, so and also the mutants. So just, you know, these are not new themes for comic books, right? They have been around. That was certainly something that's been around for a long time. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3, time for
Future News,
when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Lawsuit against Escambia County Schools for removing some books from the libraries, violating the free speech rights of the students. Is that lawsuit going to win or fail?
Win.
Really? Oh, you changed your mind. You said fail earlier.
I know, because I misheard you. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now I think it's going to win.
It's going to fail. The schools can regulate the content of what they have in their schools. That's fine. The assault rifle ban in Illinois allowed to temporarily go forward. The Supreme Court declined to put a stay on it. Will this case wind up being heard by the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, 100%. We're definitely going to have a hearing on that. The mifepristone, you know, friendly questioning from a couple of Republican-appointed justices. Will the FDA be told to stop authorizing that by these judges?
No.
I say yes.
Stream us at NewsRadio.